This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is part of our episode, Facing Our Fears. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Many of us seek out things that push our limits, skydiving, mountain climbing, but some choose edgier extremes. Paige Flager reports on a practice that might look scary, but those who do it say it releases a lot of bottled up emotions.
Inside a windowless warehouse, Kirsten Januszewski is lying on her back on a massage table. She's wearing a bra and bike shorts and has dots of black marker all over her body, on her collarbones, her ribs, her thighs, her kneecaps, and her shins. Five people are standing around her with rubber gloves and surgical face masks on. They're each holding a large metal hook, about the size of a coat hanger.
Everybody good?
Yeah. So?
Okay. I'm on you, sweetie, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. Get your last breath out.
Each of them pinches Kirsten's skin and lines the hook up with the dots of marker.
Just big deep breath from me. And out.
Then they drive the hooks through her flesh at the same time. Her eyes are closed and she's shaking.
Whoa.
Kirsten is here to do body suspension, basically to hang from the ceiling by those hooks in her skin.
People run because it's an adrenaline and endorphin rush. You know, it releases, you know, those good feelings. Suspension does the same kind of thing. It's all those same kind of internal natural drugs that happen with it.
Sometimes she suspends as a celebration of something good going on in her life. And other times, like this one, she's suspending because things have been really hard lately.
Suspension definitely helps start that movement, that, you know, more of a positive mental kind of attitude. It helps clear all that kind of negative emotions that I have going on.
She compares it to going to therapy, which would make this guy her therapist.
My name's Jeremy. My last name's Smart, the opposite of stupid. I'm actually the team leader for Skinthesis Body Suspension.
Jeremy came across body suspension years ago during a difficult time in his life. He's a veteran and was struggling with post-traumatic stress, so he decided to try it out. He remembers the first time when the hooks went in and they started lifting him up.
When my feet left the floor, it was like a nuclear bomb went off inside me, and it just like all everything just pushed out at like the speed of light, and I was just like just blown away by it. In a matter of minutes, my eyes were wider than they've ever been before, and then I felt completely rejuvenated and completely new and like a totally different human being.
He was, well, hooked. These days, every other weekend, he and his team meet at the warehouse and facilitate suspensions for other people for all sorts of reasons.
Could be the loss of a family member. It could be a relationship. You know, it could be the loss of a child. It could be the birth of a child. Nothing feels as good as being able to provide individuals with the means to kind of challenge themselves and overcome a lot of fears. All that negativity that's balled up and sits on your shoulders is like just letting the weight loose, you know. You defy gravity for a minute and it's like it just nothing matters.
There hasn't been any research done on the impact of body suspension on the mind or the body.
I tried to peruse the medical literature if there was any comment or anything about it, and there wasn't really much that I could find.
That's dermatologist Jules Lipoff.
So I wouldn't want to overstate the risks. I wouldn't want to say you definitely can't ever do this, but medically, I can't really recommend it.
He has one main worry about body suspension.
Anytime there is a penetrating injury into the skin or any part of the body, there certainly is primarily a risk of infection. So even in the most sterile environments, like when we do surgeries or cut things out of the skin, still sometimes there are infections and risks.
Back at the warehouse, Kirsten Januszewski is ready to go. The hooks are dangling from her skin. Before she goes up, she's taking a quick smoke break.
I don't necessarily feel as strong as what I normally do, so this one's definitely making me nervous. But I know, you know, once I'm up, it's going to prove to me again that I am a lot stronger than I'm feeling.
She climbs back onto the table and assumes the position for her suspension, leaning back, one leg bent and the other straightened. Jeremy carefully loops a rope through the hooks, crisscrossing back and forth, forming a web between Kirsten and the rig hanging from the ceiling above her. The room is tense as the rig is raised slowly, pulling the hooks and stretching Kirsten's skin.
Nice big deep breath. There, there, you're there. Beautiful.
Relaxing.
All the way good? She's up?
Her body leaves the table. Suddenly, she's floating in the air. Jeremy steps away, admiring Kirsten like a piece of artwork he's just created. She beams, letting her body relax. She hangs there for about 15 minutes, and Jeremy gently swings her the way a parent would a child on a swing set. She asks to come back down, and the moment her body hits the table, she begins to cry. Jeremy kneels next to the table and holds her hands, encouraging her to let go.
Thank you, guys, very much. Thank you for making me cry, too. I needed it. You know that feeling that you get after, like, a massage where you feel really, really light? Yeah, that's what you feel like. That's what I feel like. It just feels like my body is weightless right now. It's awesome.
Paige Flager reported this story.